Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A recent survey conducted by UNL Center for Ag Profitability revealed, for the first time in 6 years, overall ag land value has decreased slightly in Nebraska. Extension ag economist Jim Jansen talks about key factors that led to the decline on today's Almanac.
So this marks the first time in 6 years that the Nebraska statewide all ag land value decreased by about 2%. Now the statewide all ag land value incorporates just not irrigated and dry land crop land. It also includes grazing land and hay land, which make up roughly half of the state. When we talk about what has happened to the value of land, there are different factors or forces that are leading to some of the things that we're seeing. Some of those factors or economic forces reported by survey participants indicated that some of the reasons on why we've seen a slight decline of about 2%, or the first decline we've seen in about 6 years, it was attributed to current crop prices, interest rate, and farm input expenses. And those were some of the factors or forces on why we're seeing the slight decline in the market value of land across Nebraska. Now, broadly speaking, if we lumped land into cropland and grazing land or hay land, we did see a slight increase in the market value of grazing land, and that would be reflecting current livestock or primarily cattle prices being quite high relative to where maybe they've been in the last year or two. So that's some of the factors. While we've seen some land decline, the overall average value did decline. We also seen a few blips where the land classes supporting, or we've seen a few changes in the market value of grazing land and hay land that are actually increasing single digits, but they are reflective of the profitability of farming and ranching related to livestock versus primarily row crop production or small grain production. So when we talk about the changes in the market value of land, there was a period of time over the last several years we've seen, I forget the exact numbers, but it was around 30% increase over the last, before this reporting year, I'm talking 2024, 23, 22, the market value of land increased something like 35%. So that's a very rapid increase in a fairly short period of time. Now we like to see gradual changes over time. Why is the market value of land important? Well, obviously if you're looking to buy or sell, you'd be keenly aware of that. Also, if you're an operator in our state that uses land as a source of security for a line of credit or purchasing another tract of land and use it for collateral, for example, we want to have relatively stable land values. And like I said before, a gradual change is something you would expect to see with some of the changes surrounding the current farm profitability and some of the features of the ag finance world that we're living through right now. We've come off a period of time where crop prices are down. Seems to me a lot of people are near break even when it comes to renting land, on rented land versus what is it costing to do that versus what can you get for it if you would like to sell or sell your commodities that you're producing. So there are many different factors or forces that are at work, and we like to see those gradual changes. We don't want to see 35% down in 1 year. If you look back historically over, say, the last 10 to 15 years, during 2008 to 2012, 13, we've seen a very rapid increase. In the decline, it was a little bit slower over time, single digits, 2, 3, 4% a year. And it's good to see those gradual changes over time that allows us to make adjustments, whether it comes to lending, buying, selling, and also land values are a source of wealth, a storage of our equity over time on our operations.
For a complete look at survey results on ag land value in Nebraska, go to cap.unl.edu. That's cap.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.